Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Three teens were arrested last night after police say they carjacked a man in Northeast Philly and then shot at officers trying to arrest them in Fairmount Park. KYW's Nigel Thompson has the story.
Philadelphia police say it all started just after 11 p.m. as officers responded to a call about a carjacking at a gas station on Roosevelt Boulevard near Cottman Avenue in Northeast Philly.
When police arrived, they met a 66-year-old complainant who stated that he was pumping gas when two males approached him. One of them pointed a gun at him, and they took his keys, and they took his vehicle.
Chief Inspector Scott Small says the two teens fled the gas station in the victim's Nissan Rogue, and a third teen hopped in with them. But it wasn't long before police were able to locate them.
A family member was able to track the 66-year-old complainant's cell phone that was in the car.
The family member relayed that info to police, who located the Rogue in West Philly at Girard and Belmont Avenues. When Highway Patrol officers approached, the teens took off, hit a police vehicle, and kept going. Police stopped them near the Schuylkill River on MLK Drive, where police say a 16-year-old got out of the car and fired a single shot at police but missed.
We were very, very fortunate that no police were struck by gunfire. Police showed a lot of restraint. They did not return fire.
All three teens, two 16-year-olds and a 17-year-old, were taken into custody after short foot pursuits. I'm Nigel Thompson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Temple University plans to beef up its police force now that an external study recommends hiring more officers. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
While Temple is able to provide basic police services, a safety consultant says if the university had more officers, its police force would be better able to engage with the North Philadelphia community. Temple President John Fry says the university currently has 77 officers, and now it plans to add 37 more over the next 5 years. Fry, in an interview, said Temple will find the money to support its academic and quality of life goals.
If we don't invest in public safety, it's going to be very hard to achieve all those other things. So the answer is it'll be hard, but it must be done.
Fry says Philly PD is providing 6 bike patrol officers and a sergeant starting January 5th. The staffing study was one of the recommendations from former Philadelphia Police Commissioner Charles Ramsey's 2023 safety audit. Temple Police Chief Jennifer Griffin says violent crime at Temple is down in recent years, and having more officers is part of an overall strategy. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia health officials are watching the rise of a dangerous substance in the city's street drug supply. The synthetic opioid is estimated to be 10,000 times more potent than morphine and 100 times more powerful than fentanyl. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
In the last decade, Philadelphia's street drugs have gone from mostly heroin to a witch's brew of painkillers, tranquilizers, stimulants, and synthetic opioids, each new addition bringing consequences including higher overdose deaths, more extreme withdrawals, and gaping wounds. Into the mix now comes carfentanil, a synthetic opioid developed for large animals like elephants. A dose the size of a grain of salt can be fatal to humans. The Health Department Substance Use Prevention and Harm Reduction Director Dr. Daniel Teixeira de Silva says the unit has seen a 70-fold increase of the drug in the last few months.
In the first half of this year, we detected it in one drug sample in more than 300. Now we're detecting it in 20% of the dope samples that we're testing.
De Silva says one saving grace is that carfentanil does respond to Narcan, unlike the tranquilizers xylazine and metatomidine, which also permeate the drug supply. So accidental carfentanil overdoses can be reversed. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
The Pennsylvania House has passed a bill that would allow more people in state prison with serious health issues to be granted compassionate release. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
Philadelphia Democrat Rick Krajewski.
Only 54 people have been released since 2009. Meanwhile, long-term care for an individual at DOC's medical facility at SCI Highlands averages $64,000 a year, with the Department of Corrections spending over $40 million annually.
Krajewski has worked with the Republican Torrin Ecker on the bill that would create a judicial process with input from the victims of the crime, the district attorney, and the Department of Corrections when a medical diagnosis warrants review. Ecker says the bill offers compassion for people who are no longer a threat in their last stages of life and will also offer cost savings for the state. But Chester County Republican John Lawrence says he can't support the bill as the wording is too broad.
With no definition of what a life-threatening illness is in the bill, it's up to defense attorneys and judges to define what it means.
The bill now heads to the state Senate after passing the House 111-92. Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design, plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HRV.
See dealer for financing details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.